This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Okay, tell me you didn't dance when you first heard this song.
I danced, I boogied, I sweated it out. I love these guys. I won't lie to you. Mikasa, I love these guys. Just a testament of how beautiful South Africa's talent are. And the fact that they managed to cross borders in terms of their music. They're big, by the way. Huge in Angola. Massive.
You boogied.
I boogied down. It just shows my head. No, but the thing is that it just shows.
Why is it that
you keep focusing on every single word that I say? Is boogie not a word? Is boogie not? Do people not say boogie these days?
Yes, Mario. I boogied.
Is boogie not a word? Danny, my producer, is boogie not a word?
14.
Do people not say boogied anymore?
14 minutes past 8 on Power 98.7. One of the people that I follow on Instagram, as a matter of fact, on all his socials, is Dr. Duda. Real name, Sipho Filimon Mphahlaza. He's a music producer and DJ as well, and an avid saxophone player as well. And he posted something very interesting, and I thought, my goodness, this is really fantastic in the times of COVID. And even if there was no COVID, this would be a fantastic initiative at all. Let me not waste your time and his time, and let him explain exactly what he's going to do. Dr. Duda!
Hey, what's up, family?
Okay.
Ah, number one. Don't be jealous, Bob. She boogied.
Duda, out of all people that are supposed to be on my side, you can...
There's a Mpumalanga vibe going on here.
What is wrong with boogie?
Mpumalanga boy and Mpumalanga girl just agreeing Duda. About boogie. You sounded like Nelson Mandela. We boogied. Seriously now. So, Dr. Duda, what is it exactly that you are going to be doing? It's really quite fantastic, and congratulations for it.
No, thank you so much, man. What I'll be doing is, you know, just to spread my knowledge to these young kids, because if you look at from the past 2 years, all the hits in South Africa, man, they were made out of nothing. These kids, they made hits out of their bedrooms, you know, with nothing and stuff at all, you know. So somewhere I felt like they lacking the knowledge of, you know, getting their sound clean and, you know, getting everything like pumping from their sounds and stuff. They just make music, you know. So I just want to, you know, kind of like protect the talent, you know, to take it further, you know. Because in fact, it's how I was born and it's how I started this thing, you know. So,
and, you know, what I found interesting, Duda, is that you actually related your story about how when one is growing up, you're told, at least back then, at home in Mpumalanga, you were told when you ask for a computer, they said, no, finish school, get a job, and then buy yourself a computer. And such was the reality of any black family for that matter. Now, in their bedrooms, these young guys are now able to even get an old monitor and put some stuff together. So you're also going to be teaching how to do it cost-effectively as well.
Yes. You know, the reason I'm doing this is like they can go further. They can be, you know, not just producers, but engineers.
Yes.
You know, something that you wouldn't waste your money when making music to take it somewhere else for someone to do it, you know. So I just want to, you know, just encourage them so that also when they start making money, they mustn't buy expensive cars and mustn't buy equipment.
Cars and all that kind of stuff. And you were also talking about how sometimes when you're starting out, you can actually even have a perfect mix with just headphones and not expensive speakers and monitors in your bedroom.
Exactly, my man. It's all in the communication, in the mixing language, you know. So some words are like complicated to them. They're like Chinese and stuff, you know. So what I'll be doing, I'll just explain it as easy as, you know, Dutch language and stuff. Instead of quantizing, I would simply say, we beg our
guy. Yeah. Which essentially, that's what quantizing means.
Exactly.
Syncopation.
Yeah, syncopation. I'm a bass mix compressor and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, what actually each and every plugin means, you know. I think they frustrated with it. They don't know what it does, but actually, if you can just explain to them Gutienza, and then they'll start, it's going to start opening their minds, you know.
You're talking about young girls, Duda, but on the other young guys, but on the other side of it, there's this issue of young girls, right? And young girls that need to rise and further have voices within this music space as producers, as creatives, as music creators in itself.
Yes.
So then how do we start encouraging that participation from an industry? And let's be honest here, an industry, when it comes to the making side of it, the back end of it, right? It's significantly run by the boys' club, right? So how then do we start opening it up so more and more women can start becoming creatives and creating the output that you're speaking about as well, because the machinery, the equipment that we're speaking about here, I think it's time for girls to start creating some real kick music for the industry.
And you know what, funny enough, in the past 6 months I had like a couple of messages from the girls especially on please help us, we want to do 1, 2, 3, we don't know how to, you know. So I think more women now are starting to step in this thing, you know. So
but are we creating those spaces for them so that indeed, you know, they can step in and own that space that they're stepping into and not feel like they are visitors in a boys club?
No, we definitely doing so. And if you look at the likes of DJ Zinkle, she's also trying to, you know, close that gap, especially. So yeah, something is being done on that space.
You know, I mean if you think about it, Faith, and you're on the money there, someone like Angela Winbush, for instance, she's well known for doing songs with the, you know, that song I'll Be Good with Renee and Angela, and writing songs for the Isley Brothers as well. I mean, she's written a slew and produced a slew of songs. So you're on the money there. Listen, Dr. Duda, I'm definitely going to be one of your students, and just for those who want to follow you on your socials, who are you on Instagram?
Yeah, my Instagram handle is Dr. Duda. It's just Dr_Duda. And then on Twitter, Dr. Duda, DRDDA, one word. Even on Facebook, DRDDA. Mphahlaza on Facebook.
Fantastic, my man. Godspeed with what you're doing. And may God give you all the blessings that you deserve. Have a fantastic weekend, my brother.
Thank you so much, fam.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.